I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Statement after the settlement was announced, Fox said, and I quote, "We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. The settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards." Now, I just want to repeat that. The first part of it said, "We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false." That might sound sort of maybe like an apology, but it's not. They acknowledge the court ruling doesn't really mean anything, and their description that certain claims about Dominion were false is vague at best. As for the second part of that statement, that this settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards, as Mike Wallace used to say when interviewing someone shoveling crap, come on.
Come on. Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper, CNN, gleefully talking about how Fox blinked and had to settle with Dominion, the voting machine company that sued Fox for $1.6 billion, settling for half of that, $787.5 million. And, of course, you listen to Cooper, and I will admit some of the statements that were made and some of the details that have been released on documents say, yeah, Fox had some problems, and they probably decided it's best just to go ahead and cut our losses and not have to put our prime anchors, Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson, on a witness stand, much less the owner. And speaking of Tucker Carlson, Anderson Cooper was quick to pass judgment on him.
The fact that he allegedly works for a news organization and he's fretting about the impact of facts on the corporation's stock price, that is a joke. The stock price is down are not the words of someone with the highest journalistic standards. And by the way, according to the documents, by the next morning, that reporter had, quote, deleted her fact-checking tweet. Turns out Tucker Carlson hated Donald Trump. According to messages Dominion got from Fox during the discovery process, he wrote in a text message to a colleague, "I hate him passionately." And he also wrote, "We are very, very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights. I truly can't wait."
Now, how will that end up affecting Tucker Carlson's program among Donald Trump viewers? And he's right. As a journalist, you shouldn't be concerned about stock prices. But keep in mind, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Anderson Cooper as well, they are commentators often. They're not newscasters and sticking with the news. We have more on this story covered on today's noon live stream Rumble. Shame on you if you missed it, but I know you're busy. It's an engaging examination of the very base of this story and journalistic ethics. You can get the Rumble podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com. I suggest pull it up, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and listen to it. We have congressional hearings underway on COVID, and as we try to find out the origins of COVID, we have Dr. Marshall, Senator of Kansas, speaking about what they know.
There is simply a preponderance of evidence that shows that this virus leaked, an accidental leak from a laboratory in Wuhan, China. And there was probably two leaks. The epidemiology points that way. All the intelligence from those folks points this way as well. The way this virus made is exactly what they were working on. There's no one in the world that can doubt that the Wuhan labs had the ability to make this virus.
And that was based upon a survey, an intensive investigation by 80-plus scientists. They found the smoking gun, but it got hidden. Also, congressional hearings underway reference a border crisis and our border director, Mayorkas. And it began with Tennessee Congressman Mark Green, Republican chair of Homeland Security.
Mr. Secretary, you took an oath where you swore to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office. Your job is to protect the homeland. And one of those obvious duties is to secure the United States sovereign borders and to implement the laws duly passed by Congress.
But he has not been doing that. He's failing his oath. Republicans have said, if we get control of the House, we're going to carry out these investigations. COVID being one of them, they're going to press on the Biden investigation, obviously, and others that have been ignored by the leftists and the leftist media. But reference Mayorkas. You have the response of Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins, a Republican, saying, Mayorkas, you missed your opportunity.
We've given you ample opportunity to seek some sort of honorable exit from your executive position, sir. We take no pleasure in witnessing you dismantle yourself as a fellow American before the whole country. Your legacy, millions of illegals into our country, millions under your watch, loss of operational control of our border, aligning DHS policy as an asset to Mexican cartel drug and human trafficking, the disintegration of our national sovereignty.
Now, I want to point something out. While you've got all the major left-wing state-controlled media talk about how Fox failed in its obligation, how many of them are reporting on the border issue or Biden? You're going to have a hard time finding that answer, aren't you? Let's start with zero. I've got a guess coming up on how this border policy we now have is certainly hurting our national security, as outlined then by Louisiana Congressman Higgins. Plus, the Twitter CEO, Musk, he's very smart, certainly intelligent, but you know what he's concerned about? Right now, at least as expressed in the most recent interview with Tucker Carlson, he has a lot of concern about artificial intelligence, because it could be weaponized. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Take a good look at your lawn. You're probably going to find some issues. That's when you contact Allen Outdoor Solutions. They have a solution for everything. Steve and his team are experts in irrigation, landscaping, outdoor lighting, lawn care, for home or business. Visit the Allen Outdoor Solutions website. You'll be amazed at the beauty and quality of work. Get a free quote, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com, or call 314-647-4800. 647-4800.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest we've had on numerous times before, an expert on national security for the Heritage Foundation, Laura Reese. Glad to have you back on board.
Thanks for having me.
So let's get right into the Mayorkas hearing is underway in Congress right now, and he's being put on the spot. He's being questioned repeatedly. One Louisiana Congressman Higgins said, we've given you every opportunity to resign with some dignity, and you haven't done it. Your reaction?
Yeah, it's long time to impeach Secretary Mayorkas. He is dug in. He is not going to resign. He believes in open borders, and it's going to require Congress to impeach him. And frankly, you know, Americans are tired of listening to members of Congress say, hold this cabinet member or that official accountable. Accountability means consequences. Otherwise, their bad acts continue. And in this case, accountability means impeachment.
Well, and also in this case, there is no accountability at no point, at no level.
Agreed. And, you know, Americans are suffering for it. Sending strongly worded letters or asking tough questions in a hearing that he has to just get through for a few hours to go on and continue the bad policies and you know, not answer the questions or follow up doesn't do anything. It's not holding him accountable.
Now, we have, as they've noted numerous times, as to how many illegals do we estimate have come through under Biden's Mayorkas watch?
It is several million. I mean, we know of almost 2 million known gotaways. So those are people who intentionally evaded the Border Patrol.
May I interrupt? Did you say 2 million known getaways?
Yes. And then in addition to the illegal or inadmissible encounters that CBP has reported, and that is 5 million, just of that category. This president is on his way to doubling the illegal alien population during 4 years. If we are to believe, as we have been told for years, that the illegal alien population before Biden came into office was 11 million. I tend to believe it was higher than that.
Right.
But let's use the 11 million for a moment. And Biden is on track to double it.
There's one report that says, in fact, it's Congressman Johnson. Let me correct that. Let me make sure I get the source right. I don't want to give you an incorrect statement. I'm sure that it said Congressman, but I figured it was, yeah, Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin. He's saying that based upon the 5 million border crossers and illegals into the U.S. under Biden, he has now exceeded the populations of 28 states.
Yes, and it's a good reference for people to understand the sheer numbers of this and the volume of people. Forget where they are. Forget, you know, nationalities or race or what have you. Just the sheer numbers of people that cannot be absorbed in our public schools and in our hospitals. You know, on our roads, in our parks, et cetera, et cetera. It is chaotic, and Americans deserve a lawful and an orderly and a manageable immigration system. And this is the polar opposite.
And what you're describing there, you're not talking about the crime necessarily. You're just talking about the strain on services. The folks who are coming here because America's the welcoming opportunity, the light to the rest of the world. We can all understand that. I mean, there is no other country like this. No other country are they trying to come in this mass amounts. Now, parts of Europe are going through it as well, but there are many within those that are coming here. They're not going to cause crime or mayhem. They actually want to earn a better living. They want to become part of our culture, even illegally, and hopefully get an amnesty. But they are coming to make a living, not coming to steal and drug. However, there's the other cartel element that's coming in and also bringing in drugs, children, girls.
That's right. And that's what we have to focus on, including the national security threats, the terror watch list hits.
Right.
That have been caught. But again, turning to that gotaway population, they are gotaways for a reason. When you have millions of people voluntarily turning themselves into Border Patrol and getting free bus ride and airline tickets to anywhere in the U.S. that they want to go, why wouldn't the gotaways also choose that free ride? They don't want to choose that because they don't want to be fingerprinted because they are likely criminals or on a watch list hit or a gang member, et cetera. And so this is why we say every town is a border town, because the fentanyl and the gang violence is coming to, you know, every town in America.
We also have the situation where the so-called border town, as you say, is everywhere now, and it in part because of they put the blame on Governor Abbott of Texas and Governor DeSantis of Florida for busing and flying them into places like Martha's Vineyard and into New York City, forgetting or ignoring is the better word, how Biden was flying them by night into various airports and just, you know, not even letting the local officials know they're coming.
That's right, and worth making the American taxpayers pay for it. So, yeah, the federal government will come down on a state if the state tries to enforce their own laws. And the feds will say, wait a minute, immigration is federal law, and that preempts state law, and you can't do this. And then the federal government under this administration turns around and outsources all these immigration functions over to the NGOs to process millions of people into the U.S. and then to transport them their last mile to wherever they want to go in the U.S. It's smuggling, and the American taxpayers are being forced to pay for that.
And, of course, where we are seeing a strong border, because Canada is forcing it, is our northern border. They're not letting anybody illegal come into their country, and if they catch them, they send them back into the U.S.
Yes, the irony must be noted that while Mexico refuses to cooperate with the U.S., Joe Biden just extended an agreement with the government of Canada that if someone sneaks into the U.S. from Canada, they will be turned back to Canada and vice versa. If they sneak into Canada from the U.S., Canada will turn them back to the U.S. Yet the Biden administration refuses to pursue such an agreement with Mexico or any other country. Why is that?
And that was my next question. Why is that, you think?
Well, I mean, a skeptic would claim...
they're not going to vote Democrat.
Right, or you know, is this a racial thing?
Right.
I mean, it must be us.
Well, and again, when we've had so many gotaways, and the ones we have caught, we have found some on the no-fly list. We have found some that could not get in this country either way. We have found numerous nationalities, I'd say 150-plus nationalities come across the border. They're not just from the Triangle, the South America. They're coming from all the world. If they could just get to Mexico, and they're not even starting at the bottom. They're starting right almost on top of the border, so they got maybe 20 to 30 miles to get into the U.S.
Yeah, the travel routes have been greatly expanded and cemented. It's become quite an industry for the cartels, and they're making billions off of it. And yet this Biden administration and Secretary Mayorkas continue to repeat that this is humane, while the cartels are getting even richer and more ruthless.
And I fear that someday in the future we're going to start hearing some of these horrifying stories of children brought across. They had a phone number in their pocket. They were sent to someone. They had no idea who they were, and they were put into a sex den, and maybe they end up escaping with their lives. But, Laura, the other thing is the Heritage Foundation came out with a point-by-point way to fight this and to control it if it would just be followed.
That's right. We, almost a year ago now, sent a letter to the members of Congress and said, look, if you want to seriously secure the border, you need to do these following things, which means ending the asylum fraud, raising the credible fear standard, ending the 20-day Flores detention requirement for children and families, and closing other loopholes. And fortunately, as we speak, the House Judiciary Committee is marking up a very good bill that incorporates our recommendations. And so we're confident that that bill will get through Judiciary Committee and then be married up with border resources that House Homeland Security Committee will mark up. And then those need to be combined and go to the House floor. But it's very important that the Judiciary Committee's policy bill be kept and not stripped away. If more resources are given to CBP and no policies are attached, that's just giving Biden administration more money to process more illegal aliens into the U.S. even faster.
So you get it through the House, you still have to go to the Senate.
Yes, and you know that's a difficult hill, but we are facing a historic border crisis. So if these members can't act to truly secure the border, then they don't deserve to be in office.
Well, that I would certainly agree with. But unfortunately, they think they not only deserve to be, that they've been not elected, they've been anointed to be in there, and they should be in charge. I don't see any weakening on the left to say, okay, enough, we understand. We're having people killed all across the nation because of fentanyl. We're having kids and women trafficked across the border, and everything's just fine.
Yeah, they seem to be fine with just getting in as many into the U.S. as fast as possible for as long as possible until something literally blows up.
And to that extent, a lot of these coming from South America, and if they're Latino or whatever description, if they think they're going to help support and lift up what we saw with the Roe v. Wade midterm reaction, that's not going to fly with a lot of the Latinos that are strong Catholics.
Yeah, I mean, the trend we've been seeing is that Latino voters are conservative and more and more have been voting Republican.
Yes.
But, you know, Democrats are good at getting out the vote or ballot harvesting or what have you, or now even allowing legal aliens to vote when only U.S. citizens should be voting. So that is just a constant battle that Republicans need to fight hard on to make sure people are voting lawfully and that for sound policy.
One yes or no, do you think Mayorkas will be impeached or survive?
I think even the senators are fed up with him. So I think it'll begin.
I hope you're right. Laura Reese for the Heritage Foundation. Expert on national security, and we need national security. Ackerman Toyota wishing you a great 2023, but Jay Ackerman knows that times are tough for some. So Jay has a mission to help charities that truly make a difference. Food banks, veterans groups, charities battling cancer, head injuries. Jay wants to give back to the community. So I personally ask you to consider his mission when you're shopping for a car. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. If you're even thinking about buying a home, you need to contact Homestead Financial Mortgage. Get pre-approved. Jump ahead of others looking at the same house. Often you can close in as little as 15 days. Homestead Financial Mortgage can guide you and your realtor through the maze that slows down the process. Go to my website, easy to remember, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. My first name, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men follow.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I know it might be inconceivable to some, but I do believe there are many who do not know the story of William Bruce Jenner. Born 1949, an American decathlete, winning gold medal at the 1976 Olympic Games in Montreal. Bruce Jenner, a male, lettered in gridiron football, basketball, all kinds of athletics. And then after a key injury, he was restricted to baseball and track. He finished 10th in the event at the 72 Olympic Games in Munich, West Germany. Then he moved to California. And after the 76 Olympic triumph, Jenner also became active as a network TV and sports commentator. Later married Kris Kardashian. Yeah, you know that name. And then, By April 2015, Bruce Jenner announced that he was now Caitlyn Jenner, should be identified as a woman, and revealing that and coming out, and is also a Republican. In April 2021, Caitlyn Jenner, ran for governor of California. Her campaign struggled. Now she's taking aim at radical gender ideology of the far left with a new pact that's trying to keep men out of women's sports. Now keep in mind again, we're talking about a male who decided to become a female, and not just in name change and pronouns, but everything. Now, Caitlyn Jenner is calling out all of Disney, including ESPN and Chairman Bob Iger, accusing them of betrayal because of Jenner's conservative beliefs. She's pushing fairness first. She says that radical gender ideology infiltrating our classrooms, which has been extremely viable in sports, is an effort to break down the family unit. And she adds the family unit is under assault and looking to be replaced by teachers, and we see this with laws like the recent California secrecy law that's going to push that agenda. She said, fortunately, our exposure with me being the spokesperson and founding member, but also a Fox News contributor, has led officials from school boards and state level and federal level to work on some of these issues as we work even with LGBT people to testify in Congress and stop the radical rainbow mafia, as she calls it. Now, again, she's talking about, no, a man who wants to identify as a woman should not be participating in female sports. She's standing strong on that line. Now, I know someone say, you were a man, and now you're a woman, and you're taking this position, you're not helping other transgenders. Her point being, is I competed as a male against other men. I didn't try to compete against women, knowing that I have a supreme advantage. And she said, the more I was speaking out about my conservative views, I was left out to dry by the network. She said, I feel betrayed by all of Disney, including ESPN. But let's be clear, she said. Disney is ESPN, ABC, Hulu, and the list goes on. I gave them everything, and I was left out to dry. She said, when I first gave my story about gender dysphoria to Diane Sawyer, biggest network interview ever, coming out publicly, and now they're leaving me out to dry because I dare express conservative views, do not push children into transitioning. Let them get to a point where they can make their own decision at proper age, and also do not let your children be basically handled by the woke mob and pushing gender ideology on them, and including pushing transgenders into women's sports, eliminating women. Caitlyn Jenner. Now turning to the head of Twitter, the owner of Twitter, Elon Musk. He has a concern about artificial intelligence.
I really put a lot of effort into creating this organization to serve as a counterweight to Google. And then I kind of took my eye off the ball, I guess, and they are now closed source, and they are obviously for profit, and they're closely allied with Microsoft. In effect, Microsoft has a very strong say, if not directly controls OpenAI at this point. So you really have an OpenAI and Microsoft situation, and then a Google DeepMind are the two sort of heavyweights in this arena.
That is Musk in his interview the other night with Tucker Carlson talking about artificial intelligence. And as you heard him say, which is surprising for a man of his intelligence and everything he's done, he said, I kind of took my eye off the ball for a while, and this stuff began to develop, get out of control, and I wasn't watching closely enough on it. This guy doesn't, you know, make an admission like that unless he really regrets that he had not done what he should, and artificial intelligence is beginning to bother him as to what it could do and what it could be capable of. In fact, he said at this time, he said the issue with artificial intelligence Primarily, it's built with political correctness in play.
I think I will create a third option, although starting very late in the game, of course.
Can it be done?
I don't know. I think we'll see. It's definitely starting late, but I will try to create a third option, and that third option hopefully does more good than harm. Like the intention with OpenAI was obviously to do good, but it's not clear whether it's actually doing good or whether it's I can't tell at this point, except that I'm worried about the fact that it's being trained to be politically correct, which is simply another way of being untruthful, saying untruthful things.
Yes.
So that's a bad sign. There's certainly a path to AI dystopia is to train AI to be deceptive. So yeah, I'm going to start something which I don't know, you could call Truth GBT or a maximum truth-seeking AI that tries to understand the nature of the universe. And I think this might be the best path to safety in the sense that an AI that cares about understanding the universe is unlikely to annihilate humans because we are an interesting part of the universe. Hopefully. They would think that.
Hopefully. And therein lies the issue. Could artificial intelligence become so, quote, intelligent that it decides, I don't need humans anymore? You do remember 2001 Space Odyssey and how the computer, when the man on board asks Hal to do something, says, I can't do that. I mean, he just shuts down. I'm not going to do what you want me to do anymore. Artificial intelligence basically is perceiving, synthesizing, and referring information demonstrated by machines as opposed to humans doing it. But you also know you've heard the phrase about computers, junk in, junk out. That might well apply here, but if you're pushing an agenda through artificial intelligence, which is what Musk is saying, many of those who are doing it, Microsoft and Google, that's their intent for AI, that maybe I need to come up with a truth side of artificial intelligence. And his last words are haunting.
This might be the best path to safety in the sense that an AI that cares about understanding the universe is unlikely to annihilate humans because we are an interesting part of the universe. Hopefully, they would think that.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
When you have to wait on something you really want, it's tough, but it's worth it. I'm talking about the opening date for Napoli C. Now, May 22. Opening day, May 22. Napoli C will open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. Napoli C will have some of the finest seafood, lobster, caviar. And, of course, keep in mind, you can always find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and now Napoli C, May 22.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You know, part of this artificial intelligence involves one of the apps and I've seen it in play. I believe it's called the Chat GPT powered type thing that somebody did the other day. They kind of said, watch this. It said, gets on there and say, write me an essay on, not an essay, but write me a report on building a small power plant, so-and-so. And it just starts writing the material out. You know what that just did. That means students are going to school when they're given an essay or a report. They're not going to bother. Hey, write this thing for me. You're never going to learn what intelligence they have or what they've learned because they can go to that. Now, I've always been in favor of if I don't know something, if I know where to go get it, then that's valuable, even if I don't know it. But I have to admit, while this is fascinating, this discussion about artificial intelligence for me started long before what we're seeing here. Not saying that I consider myself especially intelligent. I don't. I have no idea what my score is on that ratio. I probably am not at that top level. I'm not one of the geniuses of the world and not been invited to join their society and so forth. And it may be because as I've watched a lot of this stuff develop, and some of it's pretty amazing, and I remember and see video of us how we put man on the moon without computers, basically, with a lot of calculators of slide rules and things of that nature, which I thought we would be in our lives forever. They're not. Many could not even tell you what a slide calculator is or how to use it. And to that extent, I will admit something to you. Just between us. My key fob for my car is smarter than I am. Hey, remember our pledge. One nation under God.